Rashi?
The two Rashis, the Stira.
Okay.
That one, he says that the guy is unhappy that B'nai Beiso are without whites. And the other one, he says, because the guy's going to hurt for
stumble
and has to eat in the dark. I think the answer is very simple. That in the basic pasuk, you see, so he's complaining. So in other words, he's lamenting over the loss. So the loss he mentions in full, which is that he's koshel, that he's ochel b'choshech. Of course, when he's lamenting over the loss, so the derech is to lament over every aspect of the loss.
Okay.
But when you want to show me that shalom bias is docha, you only have to show me the minimum of shalom bias. And therefore Rashi says the minimum is established already the moment he sees that his b'nai bias are a messiah. So there's a severance between him and the b'nai bias immediately. In other words, when you want to show me what's necessary in order to, when you want to show me what's necessary in order to be docha the halacha of the Ne'er Hanukkah, so only you have to show me the minimum. But the pasuk is really where it's expressing the lamentation. It's expressing it in full, because when you lament over the full picture.
Right.
And the other Rashi is the Chiyuv. So there are really three Rashis here. What happened to Shara at home?
He might come out and make it today.
What?
Not going to be able to make it today.
Okay.
Or maybe late.
You follow?
Yeah.
Rashi is very precise. Rashi is very precise. There are three different aspects to this. There's the aspect of Chiyuv, which is Sura Chashuva. Then there's the aspect of the full lamentation, the full Echa. And that's that he's Koshel and he's Ochel B'choshech and he's Asumcha.
That's okay. Worse, you say.
What?
That's worse.
That's the worst. That's the full-blown... The full-blown representation of the loss. And then there is that which is necessary to create a lack of shalom bias. And there Rashi just mentions the minimum, the mere fact that he sees his b'nai bias habitzar, that alone severs him from the shalom with the b'nai bias. Because he wants them to enjoy it, and they can't. So that's enough to already create the breach in the shalom bias. So those are the three rashis. The next case
is so far.
But we have the next case in the door, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Near Beso v'kiddush hayom.
Yeah.
Near Beso, other mishum shalom Beso.
So near Beso and kiddush hayom, same thing. And the theme of shalom is paramount. So for kiddush hayom be also. Okay, so what is Rashi?
You don't have from the first one.
What's that? What's this one?
Near base of Ner Chanukah.
You just did that.
Yeah, I'm saying you don't know that from there. That because Shalom Bias. Shalom Bias.
Well, let's take the right. Rashi has it.
So. Yom. So he says, Tamir is Rasha, Tamir Ali. The Avada in your base, let's go. Suda comes.
Wait 1 second.
The Avada in their Beso, let's say Suda come. What is he on their Beso? To make his Suda, to light up his Suda?
Right.
Okay, Lama Le Mishim Shalom Beso. What do you have to say? Because Shalom Bayis takes precedence. Tape of Glam Mishim, the Afshir Lolokayim Shalim, the Mechadish Rifta. Since he has a Suda, he has bread, so he can do Kiddush on the bread, so he can do Kayim Shalim, so it's the.
So there's no conflict.
Right.
It's Efshir Lekayim Shneim. They didn't Mekadosh and Rifta.
Right.
So apparently, what does he hold by Yayin? That Yayin is not the Raisa.
But as opposed to Pas, you mean?
In other words, if you use Pas, it's the same thing.
Also, let's say, it could also be the Raisa.
It could also be the Raisa.
Right.
You use pas or yayin.
Right. You mean yayin dafka is not the Raisa.
Right.
Right. You also see that he would hold there's no kiyum in an air.
Or else he holds the whole thing's not the Raisa.
Right.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. Could we hold the Raisa Dvaram is enough? You could say the Raisa Dvaram is enough, or you could say
the Raisa Dvaram is enough.
Or you could say the Raisa you need pas or yayin. You have two choices.
Right. You have a choice. That would be Drabon. Right. Or else he holds. That somehow Midaraisa
options.
You could use either or. So what does it say?
Right, but you also see from here he's saying that the Ner Shabbos has no kiyum if you don't have bread. I think you can't just learn the case means the guy has no bread.
You're right. Like, how did he know the Havada Ner Vesel Tzorsuda come? Why not just say it? Because
the guy has like a few vegetables. So he has some few vegetables, piece of cheese or whatever. So you wouldn't have me.
Yeah, but Ner Beso, the whole reason for Ner Beso is Suda Chashuva.
Right, so if a guy had no bread, there would be no kiyum in there.
Right. That's what seems to me.
Right. That's not. Is that everyone left on?
Right, I can see
that. Is that it?
Yeah.
That without that the whole idea of the Ner is because of. Even if you say Anu Shabbos, it means because of the kiyum of Suda, which is the only kiyum of Anu Shabbos. If there's no soup, there's no Anu Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
Isn't there a question where you eat if you eat somewhere else, whether you like where you sleep or you like where you eat? Is that a question?
Yeah, because the main place is where you eat.
Right,
the main place is where you eat. But the question is whether you can light where you sleep, even though it's not really the real Mokam Suda. Okay, but let's not get involved in all kinds of questions.
But is the Suda Shalom? Like, would the Suda take precedence over near Chanukah? Let's see.
What do you mean?
Let's say you only had money for either the Suda or for the near Chanukah. You see the Suda Shalom?
Yeah, first you don't see this.
Because if you have bread, then why is Nagmara asking whether bread will take precedence over the Ner? Sell your bread and get a Hanukkah. So sounds like a given.
It's not a given that what?
That the Suda is precedence.
Well, he's saying you need the Suda for Kiddush HaYom.
You need the Suda for
for Ner Shabbos, I mean.
On Shabbos.
It's for the Ner. You need Suda in order to have the Ner.
You can't, but without Suda. And without Suda, without Rifta, there's no Kiddush HaYom. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. No, he didn't say without Suda, there's no Ner.
What are we talking about?
The Rashba saying that?
The Rashba, isn't the Rashba saying that without Suda, there's no Kiddush HaYom? The Kiddush HaYom requires Rifta, or requires. Let's stick with the Rashba. Start the Rashba.
It's merely the Havada in Ner Beis Yelitzor Suda Kama.
So Ner Beso is your Lutzer Suda. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and Lama Le Mishum Shalom Beso. Tepik Le Mishum Nef Shalom Lekayim Shneim. Mekadei Sharifta.
So the Gemara's question is Yayin versus what?
Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos.
Versus Yayin versus
Ner Shabbos.
Ner. So he says you could do both, Mekadosh on Rifta,
right?
and Mikadosh on Rifto, and you'll have Kiddush Hayom, and you'll have Kiddush Hayom, and then use the rest for Nair.
Right. You don't have to bring the reason to Shalom Bayis.
That's his question.
Right. There'll be no conflict.
Right.
The assumption is the lesson takes priority.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't really make sense.
I understand that.
Now you're saying if you only kept
money for one thing,
let's say, and you didn't have lechem, what would you buy? You'd buy lechem first, right?
Before Nair Shabbos.
He's not talking about that.
Okay.
He's talking about the yayin which qualifies the suda versus the nair. So he says, what's the question of the yayin that qualifies the suda versus the nair? You could have Esh L'Kayim Shneim and Mekadosh
HaRifta.
Right. He's not talking about suda versus.
He just wanted to ask.
That's how he knows you have pots. How's Rashba know you have
pots? Because Rashba holds that you can make out a sheriff. That's the Gemara himself.
But how does he know you have pots in this case? How does he know the guy has?
Because he says the nair is a kiyum in the suda.
Right.
So you're talking about nair, which is a kiyum in suda, versus yayin, which is a kiyum in kiddush.
Right. So you have to have bread, or else there's no point in the candle without the bread.
Right.
Right.
There's no point in the candle. Just having the candle without the suda is no point.
Right.
Right.
So it's the candle versus the yayin.
Right. But it must be of the bread, there's no question.
What?
It must be of bread, or there's no question.
Yeah, there's no suda, there's no, you don't need a candle.
Right.
Right, that's all he said.
Right.
That's all he wants.
Okay.
Right. No, I'm just asking as if you, since you need the bread in order to have the candle, do you say that the bread is part of Shalom also? If the candle is a kiyum in the suda, and we're saying the candle is, the nair is Shalom.
Where do you see the bread is Shalom?
The candle is Shalom.
The candle is Shalom because of the suda. Because you need a candle for the suda.
Right. So is the suda also?
No, suda is not Shalom.
So you mean suda near Hanukkah, maybe you'd say?
I don't know.
Whatever.
He's not asking that question.
He's just saying that halachically,
you
need the suda for near Hanukkah, for near Shabbos?
What's that?
That in, halachically, in order to have near Shabbos, you need a suda.
That the near Shabbos, which is the Shalom, is to eat the Shalom, so to eat a suda the Shalom.
Right.
That's the near Shabbos. Like Rashi says, it shouldn't be mitzvah b'achila.
Right.
He's assuming the guy has food. The guy has
pas. Right. But you say you can't infer from there that suda itself is Shalom.
What's suda
itself?
Because
you're saying if you're not eating.
He's not talking about that. He's talking where the guy has suda and you need a nair in order to eat the Shalom. He's not talking about whether the pas is Shalom. Where do you get that? That is strange, isn't it?
It's a strange deraisa.
I mean, that's why it's mashma at first sight that he holds his midrabanan.
Yeah, but he holds his
midrabanan. Well, one second. I'm just saying from what he's saying until now, it would be better to say he holds midrabanan.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
So you could do rifta if you like it better. Mishum chiv of mitzvah, amidi dechaviv leitzvay. He could look at the rifta, but if you don't like bread better, it's famous of a chama. Better to use wine.
It's better to use the wine. Go ahead.
Shalom Beisam, Mekadosh Rifta. telling you, you do the Shalom Bayis ahead of doing the better, the Tumen Mubchar of Kiddush.
So how do you know he holds this to the right, huh?
He said later on.
Go ahead.
Ba'ayim Yunami, the Yisterich L'meim Agav Yinechanek, of Kiddush Hayom.
Ha'anam Yisterich L'meim Awad.
Gabi Nechanek, of Kiddush Hayom, Nechanek, of Adiv, Mishem Pesem and Yisa. Allah, but if not for this, my love for Pesem and Yisa, Kiddush Hayom, Adiv, Mishem, the Kiddush Hayom, Asam Rofar. Right? So if not for the Pesem and Nisa aspect, then really you'd say that you should do Kiddush Kiddush precedence, Kiddush Aliyahim, because it's Deraisa.
Pesuminisa beats Yayin because you have bread.
Right.
If you didn't have any bread, that's Daraisa now. Anytime Kiddush Daraisa against Ner Chanukah, then you never say Pesuminisa other. He's only the second case of the Gemara is also where you have bread. How do you know that? I don't know.
No, he's learning it all. In the case, he always, Ner is only if you have, is more Yasir.
Let's say you have no Ner Shabbos. Let's say it's the case of Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Yom.
Well, Ner Chanukah.
This gives
him the Raisa. So, hey,
you guys, Brad. You already have Ner Shabbos, no? Ner Shabbos takes precedence of everything, so it must be a Ner Shabbos.
Okay, who says you have?
We can't have Ner Shabbos in here, too, then.
Why you made this
happen? I've got you.
Exactly. He's always, look, he's learning you have bread, or else there's no Shiloh. You have to go to the Raisa.
He always had the Suda.
Right.
Now, the question is the Nair, which is a key in the Shalom, like Rashi explains.
Yeah.
So the question is the Shalom bias of Nair versus Kiddush Hayom, the Yayin. So his question is, you give him the Kaddish Ariftim, that's your Kaddish Nair. So, at first, you think he's saying Midrabanan.
Right.
Because where do you find such a pliable derisa?
Yeah, it's true. It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, it usually picks a specific tzura.
Right. So therefore, and then he says that that Kiddush Arift is only where, is only good when?
It's chavif.
When it's chavif.
Right.
So if it's not chavif, so then what? It should be, it's no good. So then it should be again, so if you can hold the derisa, so it should be the derisa of Yayin against the drabun of Nair.
Yeah.
Well, it says Tvei Mitzvah B'chama.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Meaning it's still your Yotze with Pas.
So so the derisa becomes even stranger.
Yes.
That Chibov of Suda of Lechem is what qualifies the lechem, and therefore the yotze.
No, but that,
if
makes
you
sense.
Don't
have
that ordinarily sense. You're not allowed to do lechem. You have to do yayin, unless it's chibuv lechem overrides the yayin. But if you don't have chibuv, it would seem that only yayin is good.
And there's all the derisa.
Well, whatever you're going to say, it's easy to say Drabonim because the rice, you're going to have a funny derisa.
Right.
But he says definitely the rice, right?
Yeah, the next case he clearly says.
Well, that derisa, he's not saying that. He's just saying that.
What is it?
Yeah, he does.
He's just saying that if you didn't have bread, or if bread weren't an option, then of course Kiddush would take precedence.
Why?
Then it's derisa. Because then bread isn't an option, so then Kiddush wine is derisa, because you have to make Kiddush.
So wine is derisa, so
how could I? Yayin, not necessarily
so if yayin is derisa, so how could I eat every kashrut pas?
Right, so don't you have to learn this one?
Yeah. You mean chaviva shouldn't take precedence over derisa?
Over derisa, and even if you're going to say chaviva takes precedence over derisa, but that would be worse chaviva, but worse not chaviva, so then yayin should be nothing.
Right, you can't learn it right.
What's the case anyhow? Do you didn't daven?
No, he davened.
So he was already fulfilled his zeros.
No, he doesn't know what it was.
Machodesh Hashanah.
Machodesh Hashanah.
So you're asking is that the other?
Agrash.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, why can you say that? The rice of either one or pas is good. But the mitzvah and the mufkar is to do with the better one. So objectively, you say wine is normally better. But if it's chaviv to him, then the mitzvah and the mufkar becomes pas. But it's always a question of being mekayim the mitzvah and the mufkar. Always, you always yield to the basic chiyuv with either one, wine or pas.
But it's a strange derisa.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not that if it's not chaviv, it's nothing.
So what is it? So midrisa?
Either one.
Midrisa either or?
Yes. Yeah, either one is in the basic chiyuv. The basic chiyuv either or.
Is either or. So then if that's the case, so then...
But there's a mitzvah min amuchah.
So then I should look on Shneim.
Correct, that's his question. So his answer,
that's
is, his answer is it's not just either or. There is a mitzvah min amuchah. There's a
midrisa.
Midrisa.
And that then takes precedence. In theory, that would take precedence over the Darabon.
So first he says that what? The Mekadosh on Rifta. Why? Because Rifta is Chavav.
But then it becomes Mitzvah and Mofkar is Chavav.
If it's Chavav, so it's Mitzvah and
Mofkar. Yeah, it's actually Mitzvah and Mofkar. It's not just the basic here. Yeah. You're actually Mekayim Mitzvah and Musa then, in that case.
And if it's not Chavav,
then it's not Mitzvah and Mofkar, but you're still Yotze Doraisa.
Right, but the wine is Mitzvah and Mofkar. So now
you
have a
Doraisa. It is strange for me.
Yeah. Very strange.
But he clearly holds that as Midrash.
Yeah.
He clearly holds as Midrash.
But if Ripta is covered, then that's more.
That's an Israel.
And the other Yain and the Mavod, that's gone.
No what?
And then the Yain being Mitzvah Mavod, that doesn't count. It only counts
switches to Bas.
When it's not covered.
Right. Rashi learns that also.
The same switch.
Rashi and the Rashbam, they learn the same way.
In Pesachim.
Yeah. And they learn it's Rashi learns the Torah, so yeah, in Pesachim.
Yeah, Rashi learns the same way. You have Rashi in Pesachim? Let's go with it. It really doesn't shed the much light on it.
Well, he's like Chav means hungry or thirsty.
Yeah, he's hungry, right. So the thing is, so we have to translate and interpret the Rashba's formula. What's his formula? Apparently he holds Midaraisa is a kiyum of Yain somehow. And that's where Rifta is not Chavavla. But even though it's Yain when it's Rifta is not Chavavla, but still he's Yotze with Pas. Even though what? Even though it's not a mitzvah and a lofa. So the question is, how do you formulate this midrash?
Wow. Right.
It opened there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says if you didn't have pas, then there's no question you go with Kiddush. You go with Yayin. It's midrash.
He says if you didn't have pas, what does it mean of pas?
He says, "Mishum dafshel kasher rifta, who daf near Chanuka? Halav hachi, kiddush yamadif da habidaraisa."
If you wouldn't be able to make kaddish on rifta, he's not saying you don't have pas.
Well, he didn't have pas.
No, he's not saying that. Though I'm just telling you, he's not saying we don't have pas. He's speaking where you have pas, but he's saying if you wouldn't be able to make kaddish on rifta, then Yain would definitely be.
You mean like if halacha were different?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, but the same thing would go if you didn't have pas.
Forget about it in the pas. This is a different question.
Okay, hey man, it's the right, sir.
Yeah, it is, sir. How do you formulate it? It's the carousel of Shabbos on it. That's where it comes from, right? So there's two types of shemos of on it. There's an objective shem on it. And there's a subjective onig. So the objective onig is Yayin. But if it's Chaviv Alei Rifto, so then it's subjective onig.
Why is that better?
So the subjective onig takes precedence over the objective. because he enjoys it more.
With its owner, you mean?
Because it's owner. And an owner, subjective, is more essential. Okay? But if he doesn't like the pas more, so there is no subjective oneg, how do you know you'll be yotze? Because still there's a shame on it. So since there's a shame on it, so is yotze the karasa la shabbos on it.
It stems from the object itself, I mean.
Right.
It's the about
isn't that the Durabon, the karasa shabbos on it of Kish Makam Suda? Isn't this from Zacharehu Al-Hayayim, a different pasuk?
The what?
Isn't Kresel Shabbos on the source of Kish Makom Sudas? That's the Darabanon of Kish Makom Sudas.
Right, yes.
And this is learned from a different pasuk of Zachariah, or Zachor. Zachariah Al-Yayin, it's a different language.
Yeah, but he's interpreting that the Zachariah Al-Yayin is because it must be Mitzurif to own it. The Kiddush Makom Sudas are different.
Is even the very Doraisa based upon Onik?
That's Darabanon.
Makam
Kiddush Makam Suda. But Kiddush that requires Oneg, that's the Reis. Uh-huh.
I mean, Zachor Al-Yayin, you're saying, is the Torah's Oneg.
Right.
And Yayin is objectively more Oneg, you mean?
Is objective Oneg, right.
Yayin is objectively more Oneg.
That's
Oneg.
Right.
That's why he has a preference.
That's why he has a preference.
Yeah, because he can't say in terms of Prius it's any better or Achayim.
Right. Because Mekadosh HaRifta is definitely Oneg.
Yeah, especially today.
I mean, what is it if it's not on it?
All kinds of things.
So you see, the Kiddush has to be tied to on it. But Kiddush Makom Suda is
Rabbanan. That's interesting.
So you have subjective on it versus objective. So subjective takes preference. But you can't say you're not Yotze. Because it still has a shem on it, but it would lack in what? It would lack in the kiyum yayin.
If what?
If he doesn't like the rifta, so then it would demand the objective. It demands the objective on it. But it still has a shame on it, because you see, when it's subjective, it takes preference. So that shows you it has a shame on it. So since it has a shame on it, you can't say you're not yotze. But it's not mitzvah min hamufcha. Yayin is superior. But yayin is superior, that's what he's learning.
So you're saying the oneg is really the rice is really based upon a den oneg.
Right.
So what's bread doing if it's not based on oneg?
Right.
We don't have to say chashivas to say bread, isn't it?
And then you could say you want. If it was just wine.
What?
It was chashivas. Like normally you say yayin like a, you know.
Toast.
Like shavach on yayin.
Shira.
Chashivas, right?
Right.
You're saying, but then bread shouldn't be? Because the fact that bread works is showing that it's on it.
Right.
Because bread
isn't. I mean, you're not making toast on bread.
Right.
I mean, fine, you can do that.
Right. You don't say you're not Mashiach.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
Right. If it was just wine, you would learn it as just
called
Rashi.
The guy who doesn't like wine really should make Kiddush on, according to the Ishita, should make Kiddush on Lachem.
We looked at it.
The guy likes Lachem better.
Yeah.
They don't have Paschen
that way. They don't like wine.
They Paschen
no, we Paschen.
There's wine in the ear, you have to do wine.
Right. Even the Rashbam passing
on the Chaver.
Yeah, well, I'm saying the other sheikh is probably Yom Kus Chashiv. It's not because of Oneg.
But it comes out.
Is that like other like a Tashil Shalmei and then a Basar or something? Like Oneg is like.
On a matzah boy, it's a Kiddush on matzah.
No, like some Basar. Good roast.
No,
right?
No,
Basar.
Well,
Basar.
Basar.
Kavias has a Kavias. Kavias.
Because they are on the
Suda.
Right, Oneg is Shalosh Suda.
What's the Yayin?
What's the Yayin? Comes out there, what? Shalosh Suda?
The Oneg is Basar. It's got to be Basar. Okay. So.
Basar has another thing that Rashi brings down. I'm really sick term. So, Asa do Lukum. And he brings down. It's in. It's in Tanakh. I mean,
he's Misavolopas. That's what the That was the main essence response.
But the Onig of Shabbos is a Suda. No, the Onig Shabbos is Shalosh Sudos.
Right.
So it's got to be tied into a Suda or else it's
Suda. Suda, yeah. Okay. So now, so it comes out a very interesting thing going through Rosh Hashanah. What?
So it doesn't work for Abdallah. Because it's safe for Abdallah, you can't do this.
Can't do this.
Not there, you have to use like Sheikha or something else. Because
right.
That's in Kashiva, so you have to use a different drink.
Is that right. The Rice Equant, anybody?
But then,
is it Dinyayin
Bagdal
the
Rice Equant? It comes out that a Kiyum the Rice is Nitra in the Pnei. Show.
Oh, okay. Right. Correct.
Even the Shalom is through a Dharavan on a Mitzvah Dharavan.
Right.
If it's on it.
Yeah, basically.
Right. But a regular Dharavan, a regular Chiyuv Dharavan. Chiyuv Dharavan. You wouldn't knock off. You would just not do the Rabbanah, you would do the Kiyum D'Oraisa. That's the implication of Gemara, right? It's only because of Shalom and Pesu Menisa.
Right. Isn't that what he says, Rajma? He says, Vayna D'Amrina?
Yeah, right, because of Pesu Menisa. He says, if not for that.
Right, so regular chiyum d'rabbanan, you would not, when you swim to the d'rabbanan, you do the chiyum the mitzvah mechad d'raisa.
Right.
Right, that's
interesting. This is the only reason we have a question is because of what?
Mitzvah mechad d'raisa. Right, but then it's like, it's interesting.
Because without mitzvah mechad d'raisa, I'd say definitely do the d'raisa.
Right, so why does it have to say Tadir?
Yeah, right.
It's a hard on that, no? Because they're going to defend.
So. Right, 1 second. So how do we pasuk now? So we say that what?
Pesumei Nisa.
That Pesumei Nisa.
Even though Yain Tachim and the right side is on the book, or since it's Pesumei Nisa, or since it's Shalom Bayis, that takes precedence.
1 second, what is on the book? Ner Beso, Vikidash Yom. Ner Beso, what is Mishim Shalom Beso?
Right.
So Kiddush Hayom is the Raisa. But and their Besa was Drabon.
Right.
But nevertheless, because of Shalom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You don't say it has to resolve itself first on like the Halacha of the Raisa versus Drabon.
Right. But you would think there'd be a way to resolve that halachically. There is a way to resolve it halachically. You say that a mitzvah of a derisa knocks off a derabanan in general. Right? So somehow Shalom is knocking off like the, is going against the halachic way to resolve the thing.
The preference for derisa.
Yeah, but that's a halachic way to resolve the question. You have a mitzvah of a against a chima derabanan. Mitzvah of a derisa. So you're saying that mitzvah of a derisa takes precedence. Right? Like that's the halachic resolution. But now you're bringing in Shalom to like overturn the normal halachic way to resolve the conflict. It's like a different kind of way to bring in Shalom. It's not like before where there's everything's equal. You have to make a decision.
Right.
It's undermining the normal way to resolve it in the halachic framework.
That's right. And that's what brings in Tadir. No, it doesn't bring Tadir?
Yeah,
well,
bring
Tadir. He doesn't. No, he does.
Rashba doesn't talk about it.
He just like doesn't have a kid.
It's a
Kasha.
Problem.
Mention.
It's a big problem.
That's the one, Boy Rova.
Right, but it's a problem for him, I think. Big problem.
Right, so why isn't it more sick? It's Deraisa. It's the Kim Deraisa.
Why doesn't it more sick?
It's
what?
It's Deraisa. Why doesn't it more sick?
What is Deraisa?
The Kiddush Hayom.
Mitzvah Melchor Deraisa against Persimonisa. It says it because Tadir against Persimonisa.
You mean the next case?
Yeah.
Right. Which the Rashba references. He's saying that's why it's a question, because it's the Raisa.
Right.
But over here we see that even it's a key to the Raisa, but the. Yeah, so what is the. What do you see from this?
Shalom's also got this one.
that the question is, you have the halachic structure midaraisa, but you have the theme of shalom. So the theme of shalom is not nitcha mitnei kiyum maisa midaraisa. What?
Amazing thing, huh?
Yeah, it is.
But the theme of shalom is in the Darabana. Like, it's embodied in halachic. It comes to halachic discussion because it's in the Mitzvah Darabana, right?
Right.
And just say shalom.
Right, it's in the Darabana.
It becomes halachic conflict, and now the Darabana's nature is the theme of shalom.
Right. Okay, let's take the next one.
Okay, so what does that mean about the... When I have a regular chiyum derabanan against the mitzvah minhag pratz, and I do deraisa, so I do the mitzvah minhag deraisa. According to this,
you do the what?
I should do the mitzvah minhag deraisa and leave the derabanan chiyuv in general.
Oh, except for the fact that there's a theme of shalom.
Except for shalom, right? But if it is a regular derabanan, I don't know. You should leave the derabanan and do the deraisa mitzvah minhag pratz, right?
Right.
So now, why is that, right? It seemed like you have to.
That was the question. That's why that would be simple.
Right, I would have said, is that because, look, there are bonds of the
Raisa.
Yeah. Right. But if that's the case, then I don't see how shalom, so there are bonds of the Raisa, is nothing.
Right.
So why shalom? How's that working exactly? Maybe you could say that really it's just the way they were, when they were mechayiv and derabanan, they weren't mechayiv you if it conflicted with the Raisa. But really they could have been. You know what I'm saying? They could. When they were shalom, they were. I mean, mitzvah is like, in a sense, a person has a choice. He's a choice if he wants to do it. Which
that there's a difference when it's a chiyuv midaraisa per se, or when the chiyuv midaraisa is only a mitzvah min hamufcha.
Right.
Where it's a mitzvah min hamufcha, so it's subject to being nidcha. But where it's not min hamufcha, but it's an absolute chiyuv, then you definitely can't be nitcha.
Right. But even if it's only min hamufcha, if it's just the regular derabanan, it wouldn't
still knock it off.
That's correct. Well, that's correct. Yeah. I mean, that's let's finish up. I mean, let's see the way. I mean, that's why he's lining it up. I mean, can't argue with him. That's why he's lining it up. Well, let's finish it off. Go ahead.
The
next piece.
The next piece in the Rashba?
No, the Gemara, no?
Oh, the Gemara, okay. So he says, Boy Rava, Nechana Kiddush Yomar. Kiddush Yomar Adif, the Tadir. The Nechana Kiddush Yomar Adif, the Shemus Menisa. What's the way? The Pashta, Nechana Kiddush Yomar Adif,
what's this question?
Nechanek is Darabana Kiddush Hayom Doraisa.
Nechanek is Darabana.
Right, Kiddush Hayom.
It's the same thing as Mitzvah Min Hamufcha.
Doraisa.
It's funny he references that by Tadir.
Right, according to the Rashba, should say because they're Doraisa.
Yeah, that's what's bothering me. Why doesn't it say it's Doraisa?
Why doesn't he say?
And if it is a Russian person, he mentions it. I am not the Israel of America, and I can't get a Kiddush Hayom, and I can't get a Kiddush Hayom, and I can't get a Kiddush Hayom, and I can't get a
Kiddush Hayom.
Wow. It's almost like he didn't have that gears.
Yeah. Anything in this Dibra Maslow?
No.
Sounds like a totally ignores it if it's had. You said that we're done.
Let's just start.
I mean, unless he happens to be bringing it in for a different question. It could be it's an accident.
No, I think you're right. I think it's in their eyes was no point.
Play shot. You didn't have the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, just have to explain
why
Pesumenisa knocks off with Mitzvah
Mufa. And you should have said it's Mitzvah Mufa, not
Mitzvah Tana. Right, so that's a well for something. Some reference.
Where's the telephone? Let's stop here.